This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of June 2026. Essence, sweet children, immortal Baba has come to give each of you a third eye of this knowledge. You now know the three aspects of time and the three worlds. Question: on what basis does the spiritual father give you spirits your inheritance? Answer: on the basis of how you study. It is the children who study well and make effort to renounce body consciousness and remain soul conscious that receive the father's inheritance. A worldly father only gives an inheritance to his sons, whereas the father from beyond this world has a relationship with spirits, and he therefore gives the inheritance to spirits. Song: no one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. You spiritual children, listen to the story of immortality from the spiritual father in order to go from this land of death to that land of immortality. The land of Nirvana cannot be called the land of immortality. That land of immortality is where you don't experience untimely death. This is why it is called a land of immortality. The spiritual father, who is also called the Lord of Immortality, would definitely tell you the story of immortality in this land of death, in order to take you to that land of immortality. Three stories are very well known in Bharat: the story of immortality, the story of true Narayan, and the story of the third eye. No one on the path of devotion understands the meaning of the story of the third eye. No one except immortal Baba, the ocean of knowledge, can give you a third eye of this knowledge. They just tell false stories. You sweetest spiritual children now understand that each of you is now receiving a third eye of this knowledge, with which you know the three aspects of time and the three worlds. You also know about the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the beginning, the middle, and the end of this corporeal world. This is why you children consider yourselves to be knowers of the three aspects of time. Apart from you, sweetest children, no one in the world is a knower of the three aspects of time. No one knows the three aspects of time, that is, the beginning, the middle, and the end of this world. Many know about the incorporeal, the subtle, and the corporeal regions, but no one knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the three aspects of time. You sweetest spiritual children are now listening to the spiritual father. You have now become his children. Only once do you spiritual children meet the spiritual father. The father teaches you spirits. Because of being body conscious, everyone else says, "I am studying this, I am doing this." They become body conscious. Now, at the confluence age, the spiritual father comes and tells you spiritual children to study very well. Every child has a right to claim his or her inheritance from the father, because all are spiritual children. In worldly relationships, only sons have the right to an inheritance. In terms of the relationship with the one from beyond this world, all the children, that is, all the spirits, receive the inheritance. He also tells you the story of the Lord of Immortality. It is said that he told the story to Parvati in a cave on a mountain. That is wrong. You children now know what is true and what is false. Only the true Baba tells you what the truth is. The Father comes once and tells you the truth and makes you into the masters of that land of truth. You know that this land of falsehood is to be set on fire. Nothing of what you see now will remain. There is very little time left. Just as a worldly father would create a sacrificial fire, so this too is Shiv Baba's sacrificial fire of knowledge. Some create a sacrificial fire of Rudra, and others of the Gita. Some create a sacrificial fire of the Ramayana. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Shiv Baba or Rudra. This is the final sacrificial fire. You know that you are now going to that land of immortality. The time that now remains is only a few more minutes. No human being knows this. They say that 40,000 years still remain before we go from this land of death to that land of immortality. The Golden Age is called the Land of Immortality. The Father is now personally sitting in front of you and telling you the story of immortality, the story of the third eye, and the story of the true Narayan. You have seen everything that happens on the path of devotion. There is so much expansion on the path of devotion. Just as there is a lot of expansion of a tree, so there is also a big tree of the expansion of the rituals of the path of devotion. Sacrificial fires, fasting, disciplines, tapasya, chanting, etc. They do so much. There are many who are devotees just in this birth. The number of people continues to grow. Other religions have come into existence since the time that you went on to the path of devotion. Each one has a connection with his own religion. The customs and systems of each one are separate. Bharat was a land of immortality. Bharat is now a land of death. You belonged to the original eternal deity religion, but because of becoming impure, you can no longer call yourselves deities. You have forgotten that you were deities. They would say that Christ established their religion in a practical way, and so the Christians have continued. It isn't that they belong to the European religion. In the same way, you who reside in Hindustan or Bharat belong to the deity religion. However, you cannot call yourselves deities. You understand that you are degraded sinners, poverty-stricken and vicious. When people on the path of devotion experience sorrow, they call out to the Father. Only you, Brahmin children, know that the Father, to whom you were calling out, is now telling you the story of immortality, in order to give you your unlimited inheritance. We are going to become the masters of the land of immortality. The land of immortality is called heaven. You say that you are making effort to become a resident of heaven. When a person dies in the Iron Age, they say that he has become a resident of heaven. He didn't make any effort to go to heaven, did he? You are making effort to go to Vaikunth, that land of immortality. Who is inspiring you to make effort? Immortal Baba, who is also called the Lord of Immortality. This sacrificial fire, Yajna, is also called a study place, Pathshala. No other study place could be called a sacrificial fire. Separate sacrificial fires are created at which Brahmin priests sit and recite mantras. The father says, there are two together here, your college and also a sacrificial fire. You know that the flames of destruction will emerge from the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. The whole world is to be sacrificed into it, and the new world will then be created. That is called the Great Mahabharat War. There is no other war like that one. It is said that they fought with missiles. The war is not with you. Why is it called the Mahabharat War? There is only one religion in Bharat. Death takes place outside. There is no question of a war here. The father explains, a new world is needed for you. Therefore, all of these innumerable religions are to be destroyed for you. You children have all the knowledge of the variety form image in your intellects. You also understand that those who came here to become deities in the previous cycle will come again. This is a matter for the intellect. All of us who have become Brahmins will then become deities. Prajapita Brahma has also been remembered. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, creates the human world through Brahma. This is why Brahma is called the Father of Humanity. However, no one knows how or when he creates it. Would there be no human beings in the beginning that he has to create them? People call out, O purifier, come. It is when people become impure that the Father comes. This world has to change. The Father is making you worthy for that new world. All of you are in this Tamopratan old world, and you now have to become Satopratan. The Father has explained that every human being and everything else has to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The world definitely becomes old from new. You wear new clothes and then they also become old. You have received this knowledge. You are now listening to the story of the true Narayan. The Gita is the jewel of all scriptures. All the rest are its children. Just as there are the offspring of Brahma, so the Gita is the main one. The highest on high is the mother and father. The rest are children. You can now receive your inheritance from the mother and father. No matter how many scriptures others study, or what they do, they cannot receive this inheritance. Those who read the scriptures just earn a lot of income. That is all for a temporary period. You children, listen to this here. Therefore, just consider how much income you are earning for 21 births. Just think about it. There, one person relates something, and everyone gives him money. Here, the father speaks to you children, and you become so wealthy for 21 births. There it is the pocket of the one who speaks who becomes full. To perform devotion, etc., is the work of those on the family path. You are those who belong to the family path. You know that you were worthy of worship in the world of heaven. How else could there be this calculation of 84 births? This is spiritual knowledge, which can only be received from the Supreme Spirit, the ocean of knowledge. The Purifier Father is the bestower of salvation for all. He is telling all of us children the story of immortality. You have been listening to false stories for birth after birth. You are now becoming 16 celestial degrees full by listening to this true story. The moon is said to be 16 celestial degrees full. This is not said of the sun. You souls understand that you will become full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full, in the future. Then, after half a cycle, you will have alloy mixed into you. You now understand that you are once again becoming full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full deities once again. We souls will first go home and then come down and adopt bodies and become deities and then go into the moon dynasty. There has to be this account of 84 births. He has now told you the true story of 84 births and how many births you have taken in each age. You children are told that the people of Barat take 84 births. Firstly, since you speak of Mama and Baba, you have to understand that you are Brahmins. You claim your inheritance from Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. Brahma also belongs to him. This inheritance cannot be received from Brahma. He is your brother, a bodily being. All of you children claim your inheritance from that one, not from this one, Brahma. You must not remember the one from whom you do not receive the inheritance. Remember Shiv Baba alone. It is to him that you say, "You are the mother and father, and we are your children." When you are coming here to him, it remains in your intellects that you are going to Shiv Baba. It is Shiv Baba you have to remember. You souls are points, and you have parts of 84 births recorded in you souls. Each soul resides in the centre of a forehead. It flies in a second. I, this soul, shed a body and take another. I go and sit in the centre of a forehead. Your intellects have the understanding of what you souls are like. There is no desire to see any such things in the Golden Age. A soul can only be seen in a divine vision. It is not something that can be seen with these eyes. It is only on the path of devotion that they have visions. For example, Vivekananda, the disciple of Ramakrishna, told how he was sitting in front of Ramakrishna and how that one soul left that body and entered him. Nothing like that happens. How a soul leaves a body and enters another body has all been explained to you. You now know that you are making effort to go to that land of immortality. We will take birth in that land of immortality. We will each be in a palace of a womb there. Here you cry out in distress a lot while in the jail of a womb. Baba is now liberating you from all sorrow for half a cycle. Therefore, such a father should be remembered with so much love. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Consider yourself to be a soul. Study with the spiritual father and claim your full inheritance. In order to become a master of the land of truth, listen to the true story and relate it to others. 2. Only remember the one father from whom you are to receive your unlimited inheritance, and not any bodily beings. This old world is to be set on fire. Therefore see it, but don't see it. Blessing. May you keep your register clean with the power of silence and be loved by God and the Divine Family. Just as an invention in science has been created, whereby whatever you have written can be erased, so that you can't even tell that something was written on it, in the same way, you have to clean your register with the power of silence, and you will then be loved by God and the Divine Family. Everyone loves honesty and cleanliness. This is why you must not let any waste thoughts or wasteful actions stay from one day to the next. Let the past be the past and put a full stop, and your register will remain clean and the Lord will be pleased. Slogan: to have wasteful thoughts, or to be instrumental in creating wasteful thoughts in others, is also impurity. Aviat signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. It is necessary to have easiness, simplicity and tolerance in your thoughts, words and deeds. If there is easiness and simplicity, but not tolerance, you cannot be said to be elevated. If together with easiness and simplicity, there is tolerance, you would then be said to be an embodiment of power. They have portrayed the Shaktis with both the virtues of easiness and tolerance. In the present result, in some cases, there is more tolerance, and in other cases, there is more easiness. Now, make both of them equal. Om Shanti.